Ashko says, too, that it's not necessary that the Maisa Lishe should be Lishmo. Only Shimur of Chimutz Lishmo, but Irigoi does the mixing and the mixing. So, who has the control over this? Who is the ultimate arbiter as to whether the Esau will become Chometz or not? Now, as long as he activates the Esau, as he keeps on kneeling it, and he doesn't move away his hands from the Esau, then it cannot become Chometz. I feel quite angry. When can it become Chometz? The moment he lets off his hands, and then he lets it stay idle, so then it becomes Chometz. So who has the control over that? Whether the Esau that is being mixed, that is being kneaded. So whether it will be Chometz or not, who is the final arbiter? The mixer? Not the person who is in the gabo. Because suppose that's the reason why the Rashba says that it cannot, it's not Lishmo. Not because the Maisel Lishe has to be Lishmo and the Goy is Maisel Lishmo is no Lishmo. No, it doesn't mean that the Maisel Lishe, the Yodayim, has to be Lishmo. The Aloha is someone that he has to be Mishama Mechimut Lashimatzis Mitzvah. But, so because of that, Rabbi Goyen says, if the Goy does the Maisel Lishe, and the Jew is Mishameir, so maybe it's good. So the Rashba says, no, it's not good. Because through the Jew is Mishameir. But is the Jew the final arbiter in determining whether the Esau will become Chometz or not? Suppose the Goy, who does the Maisel Lishe, he lets off his hand. He decides to make a telephone call. So what? There is a Mashgiach standing there. So what? It will become Chometz anyway. The Mashgiach can scream 1,000 times the Shematzes Mitzvah. It will become Chometz anyway if the mixture of the gold lets off its end. So Mele, the Shimu Mechimutz is done by whom? Is done by a person who has no control over the Esau. So Mele, it's not Lishmo. So then you ask, so why would Rabbi Goyen say that it is Lishmo? The answer is, in Chname, if the one who is Mishameir has no control over the mixer, in other words, he can tell the mixer, now don't let your hands off, and the mixer wouldn't pay any attention, so then Rabbi Goyen will also be made that it's not Lishmo. It has to be, the Shibur of Chimutz has to be realized by someone who is in a position to determine whether it will become Chometz or it will not become Chometz. That's what Shimo means. What do you mean, Shimo? You just you stand and you keep your eyes open. So that's not Shimo. Shimo means that you stand and you keep your eyes open and you make sure that it will become Chometz. But if you are in no position to control the Esau, whether it will become Chometz or not, and if the Goy who mixes, who needs, he doesn't pay any attention to you, to the Jew who watches, so then even Rabbi Goyen will agree that it's no Shimo. Shimo means Shimo by someone who has the control over the Esau. But Rabbi Goyen says, indirectly, the Jew who is Mishameh, who is a Mashgiach, so he has the control indirectly, not direct control. Who has direct control over the Esau? The mixer. But the Jew, the Mashgiach, he has an indirect control over the Esau, through the Goy. Because, in other words, he watches the Goy, that the Goy shouldn't let off his hands. So indirectly, he has the control over the Esau, because suppose the Goy will for 1 second let off his hand, so the Jew, the Mashgiach, if he's a good watcher, so he'll scream at him. So in many ways, the Goy is afraid. So in many ways, that means that through the Shimu of the Jew. So the Esau indirectly is under his control. That's the swore of a Bible. So the Rashba says, no, that's not enough. In order that the Shimo should be a good Shimo, so the Shimo has to be realized by someone who has direct control over the Esau. But, so who has the direct control over the Esau? Direct control of the Esau, only the Jew who mixes. And if he lets off his hand, that will come Chometz. But what can the Jew do? We can give him over the head. So he is Mishameh at the Goy, but he's not Mishameh the Esau. And Rabbi Goyen holds that because of the Shimo over the Goy, so the Mele is considered a Shimo over the Esau too. But the Rashba doesn't agree with it. So the Mele, so that's only Shayach when the Goy does it. So the Mele, who has the ultimate control over the Esau, the Goy? So the Mele, it's not the Shimo. Mashenki, Meshin Matze. Even if we assume, Rabbi Fulham Shapira says, that Meshin Matze is not considered as if without Maisa Gadai, that machine matze is also a person, a human being, there is a human agent who operates the machine, so it's considered like Maisa Gadai. But let's assume that anything that is done by the machine, even though a human being operates it, so it's not considered like a Maisa Gadai, it's considered like Romit. Let's assume that it's considered like Romit. But there is no halacha v'lashtem es hamatzeh, so v'achitzem es hamatzeh. Let's say, if a get will be written by machine lishmo, someone will operate a certain machine that will write the get. So that will be, that's a big shaila. That's a big shaila. There is a tshuva maaseh biyomin about a printed get. Suppose, one prints a get lishmo. So in maaseh biyomin there is a tshuva. That tshuva, I think, was, that tshuva referred to the to a kind of a printing machine that was not as automatic as it is now. So even those achrenim who said that it's that the get is good, so they might not apply it to the print of today. But anyway, here there is no aloche of maisel mishel yadayim. So let's assume that it's a gromit. But who has the control? The machine does not have the control. The person who operates the machine has the control over the mixing. So Mele, even according to the Rashba, it's considered Mishmo. And that we see from the Lashon of Rashi. Called Shimu Shato Mishambo Sholitachmit, his Chavi Rishimatsa Sholitz. Alright, we'll discuss that in the end in connection with the Gemara.net next week. Now, Yotuzu, Sushmatim Samatis, Mato. Matzo yotzozu sheim mishtamerot shimatzo shimzer yor belav shimatzo shel mitzvas pesach obed lo el shimatzo shel zer kav yeise oma kro shivas yomi matzis techeilu matzo hanecheles lishivas yomi yotzozu shim necheles lishivas yomi moyim belay. So Rav Yeise is another aloch, another drosh, because that matzeh of chalisteido, the chalisteido. So then, once the Zebach was Nishchat, so it was Mikadish, the Chalisteido as well, that's the Aloch. And the Chalisteido themselves are kochin and are treated like a kol. So they become Nifso, B'yemolayla. So Mimele, like kochin. So Mimele, that means that the Chalisteido kikin ozir, the Chalisteido kikin ozir. So once the Zebach is Nishcha, so the Chalisteido becomes Niskadish with the same Kedushas Kol as the Zebach, as the Steido. And the Rikikinozir, once the Kol is Nishcha, so the Rikikinozir becomes Niskadish with the same Kedushas Kol as the Kol of the Nozir. So Mele, Yim Malaylo becomes Post. So that means that the Chalisteido Kikinozir can be eaten al Pidin only Liyem Malaylo, not be ambling Malaylo. That's like a call, the Chalisteido. So Mimele, here we have a Pasuk, because of the Smichus of Ushmatim es Hamatzis, and Chivas Yomim Matzis Techeilu. So we deduce from that Matzah Necheles Lishivas Yomim, Yotzuzu Shein Necheles Lishivas Yomim El Liyem Malaylo. Now we could say that according to Rav Yisrael, so it's not aloha lishmo, but Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi says that even according to Rav Yisrael's drasha, it's aloha lishmo. In other words, it has to be done. He has to be mishamer mechimutz lishayim matzas mitzvah shel kol shivas hayom. This is our Rashi. It's also the lishmo. This is what Rashi says. Now the Gemara says, "Tanya kavos le'rabi, tanya kavos le'aviz, tanya kavos le'rabi, yochul yotzi yitzchuk kavos bechalutei yotzi kinozir, talmi mishpat zamatz, matzav shemel shemat, yotzi zu shemtzav shemat, yotzi shemzer, tanya kavos le'aviz, yochul yitzchuk kavos bechalutei yotzi kinozir, talmi le'ima, shesiyom matz techeilu, matz nechelus le'shivas le'shivo, yotzi zu shemechelus le'shivo, eloyim belay, eloyim belay. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Shein nechelus le'shivo, lachalim belay la'avneisa, because the Chalisteido, the moment it's Nishchat HaZebach, so the Chalisteido become a Kodesh. They have a Din Kol, like the Zebach itself. And then it becomes Neisa L'Achalim Olay. K'dechsiv u'psal Zebach te'eshmo b'im kovonek. V'hiche. Oh, so that Rashi was bothered by Kashi. Now, so Bishleim, where it's it's nishchat azevach, all right? Then we understand. But this Gemara, when Gemara says, chalestei lo kikinoze, also la'atzmei yitzebe. So it means even before nishchat azevach. But the raya is from the sefer of the Mishneh, when the Mishneh says, also la'atzmei yitzebe, also nimka b'shuk yitzebe. So also nimka b'shuk yitzebe, in other words, if he didn't use it for chalestei lo kikinoze. But, so obviously that must have reference to loy nishchat azevach. So Mele, when it says chalestei lo kikinoze, also la'atzmei yitzebe, also has reference to the case of loy nishchat azevach. So Rashi was bothered. So Bishleimi, if it's nishchat azevach, fine. Then it's especially to Zakosu. Matan acheles l'shivas yomim, yosu l'shin acheles l'shivas yomim l'im l'ayim. But the Mishnah's reference to the case, even to the case where it's loy nishchat azevach, so it's nechotot, so it's capable to be eaten, then it doesn't become meiseach if it's loy nishchat azevach. And still, he can't become the mitzvah of Matze. So Rashi says, this din is also a din l'shivah. So Rashi, did you find that this is also din? Glacha yim b'layim. Have an eisach, yosu l'shivas azevach, yosu l'shivas azevach, v'echem nishchat alay azevach, hava gadach, shog yesh l'hekam l'shivah, miyukiyot delav v'shem matzo, huyo l'mitzvah yisrach. לחיות דה דייט לאף סולבים ולאילוב דה ואיס ללרב יסיף הוד רושה לרבי דה בינוי שיבו לשם מצווה והוא קרוא סומך סו רב יסיף אולצו אגויס הוא דה דרוש אף רבי בוט it's an extension of רבי's דרושה דה דרושה אף רב יסיף is an he implies more than the דרושה אף רבי in other words רבי's דרושה only implies that the matzah mitzvah has to be mishtameres mechimutz l'shem matzah mitzvah. That's all. L'shem matzah mitzvah of Pesach. But if it was mishtameres l'shem matzah mitzvah of Sevach, not of Pesach, then he cannot be any kind of mitzvah. That's Rabbi's Roshi. And Yisef says, the count of the smichus between Shmat and Samatzis and Shivas Yom Matzis to Chayu, so Shmat and Samatzis implies that it has to be Mishtameres Mechimutz L'Shei Matzis Mitzvah called Shiva. Vahu Ubopoli. So that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisef, the Nami Yechavano, Nami, L'Shimo Matzis Mitzvah, L'Meifetbo, L'Shum Teido, L'Shum Matzo, Loi Nofri. In other words, Nafke Mina would be like this. The Mishnah says chalestei lo kikinoze. So also la'atzmei a yetzebe. But according to Rabbi, why is a yetzebe? Because if also la'atzmei, so he was not mechavim l'shem matzis mitzvah of Pesach. He was mechavim only l'shem matzis mitzvah of Zevach. Chalestei. But suppose at the time when he bakes it, he had kavone to bake it l'shem matzis mitzvah of Pesach and l'shem matzis mitzvah of Zevach. Then it's all right. Then it's all right, according to Rav. Mashenkin, according to Rav Yitzchak, if he had a kavone at the time, he mixed it, he baked it, l'shei matzis mitzvah of Pesach and l'shei matzis mitzvah of Zevach, so it's no good, because it has to be l'shei matzis mitzvah that is nechal kol shivo. But if he had a machshove of l'shei matzis mitzvah of Zevach as well, so that means he had a kavone that it should be eaten only yim lailo, not beyond it. So he made it, that's not good. So he says, Uropom, Dinami Harmoname, Lishimo Matas Mitz, Limena Bomshimato, Lishimato, Lomofi, Dibo Shimo, Lishimatas Koshi. Shimatas Koshi. Now, the Gemara is the Kashe. Vitetiko in Lechem. Why do we have to resort to the Posik? That Halistado, Ukikinozi, so he cannot be eaten. Because it's not Mishtameres Shematzis Mitzvah, Mishtameres Lishem Matzah Kol Shivo, but because of the Aloha of Lechemeni, Rabbi Yisi Agrili is Aloha, Mishen Echol Baninus, Yotze Zeshin Echol Baninus, and Kotchin is not Echol Baninus, El Bissimche. So look how I keep it, that even if it's not Echol Baninus, so it still can be Yitz. Yom HaOliksi, we typically have a Matzah Ashiro, because of the Shemen, because of the Shemen. So, Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Revisi Mischalekes Ilikam Chalis. So that means that for each matzah, a minimum of Shemen was used. So maybe it's not Matzah Shem. we take away the Nechol and Nechol Mishabes. How is, why do we have to resort to the Posik? To the Posik of Nishtameres Lishimatzes Mitzvah, Nishtameres Lishimatzes Kol Shivo. Without that Posik, you couldn't be Eitze. Just as Bikurim, you couldn't be Eitze. Because it's not Nechol and Nechol Mishabes. You couldn't either how it stayed or in every place. Amarish Loki is Eisi Meres. How is Tato, Kiki Nozir, Necholim, B'nei B'Given. B'nei B'Given. So in other words, B'nei B'Given, so then, How is Tato, Kiki Nozir, could be eaten B'chol or Yisrael. So it's Nechol B'chol Mishabes. So as they says, so they were two, there are two possible ways of explaining it. One way of explaining it is, that in view of the fact that in a certain period, in history, a certain period in history, so it was Nechol B'chol Mishabes, so then the psul, the chisom of Nechol B'chol Mishabes doesn't apply even to Zman B'Silomi. But Teisa says that that's not a pshat. And there are some Rishayim who do explain it that way. But Teisa is the Chorid Vov. On the base, he says that we don't mean that on account of the fact that it's Nechol B'nei B'Givin, and that's already passed. So, Memele Atzif Kol Ademeis, the chisom, the psul of in Nechol B'chol Mishabes doesn't apply. No, it means the kasha of the Gemara was, why do we have to resort to a posik of Mishtameres and Mishtameres and Shematzes Mitzvah without that posik of Mishtameres? So it's possible. So the Gemara is a teres, the business why the Torah had to mention that Gzeiras HaKosuf regarding Chalasteino to advise us that even Bizmanu Begiven, not today. Today we don't have to resort to the posik of Mishtameres. So today it's possible for two reasons. First of all, because it's in Mishtameres, in Achaname, and then because it's not Nechol B'chol Mishabes. But Bizman may be given in those years. So then it was possible because of in Mishtameres, Lishimatzes Mitzvah, and Lishimatzes Zevach. But it couldn't be possible then on the score of in Nechol B'chol Mishabes. That's the easiest thing. Alright, so maybe we have to resort to that posik of Mishtameres Shematzes Mitzvah regarding the years of Nevi Given. Yes, what is it? Alright, so that's Teisa's kasha. Teisa's explains it. Let's Teisa now. Alright, Tanya, Omar Abloy, Shalt is Rabbeleza, Maushi, it's Odom, the Halistito, Kikinos, Omar Miloshamat, Bossi, we shall alter the Rabbi Yeshua, Omar, Hariom, Halistito, Kikinos, Shosama Atsme, or the Yates in Odom Yatesman, Limka Mishu Gatesman, Kishabossi, we are tasted born with the Rabbeleza, Omar, we Brise, Hain Advoni, Shenem will remain in Sina. So, that's the first wash, Binichus, he agreed with it. Igid Amre, So the time am I, so what is the time? Omar Rabbe, call the shuk in Luchem in Lech. Omar, if Mizdaben, Mizdaben, if Loi Mizdaben, everyone. Now there is a kashi, I mean, but it's very late. So there is a kashi of the Negyontev, a very strong kashi. He asked, why is it good if for some shuk, why? Because that was his intention. That was his intention. If Mizdaben, Mizdaben, or Mizdaben, if everyone know, since there is Aloha of Mishmo, so just as the Gemara says, Gabi gets, that if he tells the Sefer that he should have in mind, he has two wives, and he tells the Sefer to write the get for the wife that takes in the Pesach Kilo. So the Gemara says that if we say Imbrere, then without a special Zeras HaKosuf, it's no good. If we say Yesh Brere, so then without a special Zeras HaKosuf, so then it's good. But because there is a special Zeras HaKosuf, because of law, so even according to Bandoma, Yesh Brere, so it's no good. Alright, so here we can say there is no special Zeras HaKosuf. They will have a special Zeras HaKosuf, or because of law. But that's only regarding Mandoma who says Yesh Brere, but the Mandoma who says Ein Brere, so we don't have to resolve a special Zeras HaKosuf. So then it's not Lishmo, because Ein Brere. Lazy, she takes a Pesach Trilo. So here too, there's a Nikyon discussion. Why is it good? Then finally, if Mizdaben, Mizdaben, the Lord Mizdaben, Abraham, no, Matzah Snitzel. And then he decided, or it turned out, he didn't sell a Bishuk. He didn't sell a Bishuk. So it's like, lazy, she takes a Pesach Trilo. So it wasn't determined whether Rochel will be paid in Pesach Trilo or Leia, and then Rochel went down in Pesach Trilo. So it's no good. According to Mandoma, even without the special Zazakosu. Because it's not Lishmo. Here it's also a din of Lishmo. So why is it good? Now that's the Kashi of the Negyontef. I mean, briefly, I think that the Negyontef himself gives the Teretz that here it's not a din of Lishmo. Some Mele, that's like the Hashulchan, but it's not Mashma from the whole Gemara and from all the Hesheni, that it's not a din of Lishmo. But, so it's Mashma, but it is a din of Lishmo, as the Chaim says, that it is a din of Lishmo, so then the Kashi is a very strong Kashi, the Kashi of the Negyontef. So, in other words, we have to understand, Rashi says, Avol Gam, Veichel Unishkla Zebach, Avol Gam. Chiyov to Lav, Mishim Matzo, Rio, Mitzo, Yitzkari. Vichiyov to Adayte Lav, Sule, Vigim, Milay, Rovto. So Rashi emphasizes, Vichiyov to Adayte Lav, Sule, Vigim, Milay, Rovto. So in other words, so Rashi here says in effect, that not that according to Rabbi Yisif, so Lishmo implies not just Lishay Matzah Smitzveh, not Lishay Matzah Smitzveh of Pesach, but Lishay Matzah Smitzveh for Achille Kol Shiv. I mean, I never saw that when someone mixes matzah, that he should say Lishay Matzah Smitzveh Kol Shiv. No one said that. All right, so you'll say it's not necessary that he should verbalize it. Someone of Sheikh, it's not necessary that he should verbalize it, so it's not necessary that he should scream out the Shema Tzimitzvah either. So why do we scream out? Because maybe it is necessary. It's another child. So, one of Sheikh, according to Rav Yitzchak, the Shema Tzimitzvah, the Lishmoli does not mean just the Shema Tzimitzvah, but the Shema Tzimitzvah called Shivo. So we should verbalize it, the Shema Tzimitzvah called Shivo, and it's not only a question of lack of verbalization. I don't think that most of those who scream L'shem Atzah Smitzveh, they know of Rabbi Yisif Salof. So how is it? So it's not that according to Rabbi Yisif it has to be the Lishmo is L'shem Atzah Smitzveh of Kol Shiv. First of all, that we could say only according to the Shifas Agro, that there is a Kiyum HaMitzveh of Matzah Kol Shiv. I mean that there are certain Rishenim that to agree with the Shiva Zakor. But there are certain Rishenim who are Achilik on the Shiva Zakor. Achilik on the Shiva Zakor. In other words, I mentioned the Machlikas Rishenim, the Malamoyer and the Rashbo and the Chubes at the end of Tzochim. Or Rishenim as the Kashe. The Malamoyer as the Kashe. And the other Rishenim. It's the same kashi. V'yeisha she'alim. There's the less balamoyer in all the tzochim. I discussed it. V'yeisha she'alim. Ba'achilas matzo matamim on mevolchim oleo kol zayin. Kmo yishe mevolchim ala suko kol zayin. There's the kashi. V'yeish l'osh. L'vishod am yochil v'shol yomim v'amid le'achilas matz. V'yeizem v'eiras v'deichem v'chol mine peiris. Ma she'ike v'suki yishen yochil v'amid le'shem yodim u'yomim. V'chayev v'yishen v'suko u'tayot. So Balamoya gives the Teretz the reasons why, by Sukkah. So every time we go in and we eat something, so we make a broche and by Pesach. We don't make a broche every time we eat matzah, only the first night, because by Sukkah, so we cannot avoid Sukkah. Can we avoid sleeping 3 days? So in other words, he cannot avoid it. So in other words, and if he sleeps, he has to sleep in the Sukkah. So in the Mele, it's a must. So the kiyum mitzvah suke kol shivo is a must, certainly in respect to sleeping. So it's a must. So mele chachomim misakim broche. Ma sheim ki matze, he can avoid matze eating matze or Pesach. He can eat other things. He will not die. So mele, since it's no must in the eating of matze, it's not imperative. There is no must in eating matze kol shivo. So chachomim not misakim broche. Other sheim give a different terrors. And they say, because by Sukkah there is a mitzvah, but by matzah, even when you eat matzah, you're not becoming a mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat chometz. So maybe, but there is no mitzvah. So why doesn't the Balamoyah, that's the teretz that the Rashba gives. Why doesn't the Balamoyah give this teretz? So I said at that time, that apparently the Balamoyah agrees with the Rav, that there is a mitzvah. Not that there is a mitzvah to eat, there is no chiv to eat, but if you eat, There is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to eat matz. So that's why the Baal HaBayis doesn't give the same teretz as the Rashba gives. So in other words, so there are Rishayim. Most Rishayim don't agree with the Goyim's Chiddush. But there are Rishayim who agree with the Goyim's Chiddush. So how about those Rishayim who agree with, who reject the Goyim's Chiddush, and who say the Rashba? He says that when you eat matzah on Pesach, you're not mitayim in mitzvah. You don't do an avera. The same thing would be if you eat potatoes, you don't do avera. So it doesn't make any difference whether you eat on the second day or the third day of Pesach. You eat, let's say, matzah, or you eat potato. In both, you have no avera and you have no kiyum mitzvah. So how can it be l'shem matzah mitzvah kol shivo? There is no matzah mitzvah kol shivo. There is no such concept according to those who are chilek on the Shittas HaKol. And most Rishonim appear to be chilek on the Shittas HaKol. So the answer is, there is no halacha of an affirmative lishmo of matzah mitzvah kol shivo. No, but as Teisve says, now, Teisve says discussion, turn to the Teisve of Daflamat Ches and Daos. Chalestito Kikinos. Mirei Elohi Kipir Shakuntres. The Maire Shul Nishat Alim Azevach. Velo Yugdishu. The Yugdishu typically the Bino Matzasa. The Gamino Lino Lechem Lechem. So yes, the very strong cash. Now, we have Yal Pusim. Of Lechem Lechem. So that it has to be Lochem. It has to be Lochem. So Melee, if it is Hugdishu, so then it's Kom. Then the Lachmetein Ahegdish. So it's not Yitzed in me. So it's not Lochem. So Melee is not Matzaschem. So the male, why do we have to resort to Lishmo? It's not Matzasre. Very strong cash. Very decom, our link can be shook eight of them. Mash with the hoop in Shemaim. Horror pinch. So the answer is, when do we have to resort to the fact that it's not Lishmo? If it's Lo Yug Dishu. If it's Hoop Dishu, so then it's not Matzasre. But if it's Lo Yug Dishu, so then there is, then it is Lachem if it's Lo Yug Dishu. It's not Kodesh as yet. Only the Shechinas HaZevach is Mikadosh Lach Miteino and the Kikinos yet. So it's still possible, even Lo Yug Dishu. Why? Because when he mixed it, when he baked it, so his Kavone was not L'shein Matzah Mitzvah of Pesach, but L'shein Matzah of Zevach. So it's not Lishmo. Both of those. Matzah Mishtameres L'shein Matzah. יוצזו שמשתמרס לשם זבח כשיהיה גשם וכן שנכון לו ימחו הכל ושמל דירושמלתם סומר דיבינן שאתם משמרס לשם שם שאתה יש סונסר סס לי קרשי דתיב מרביל צבס דין איזה דין אוף לשמו והוא דפורך ותאי בקוי שנכון בהינס ושנכון בכל משובס הוך הפירושי so the question is why does the Gemara ask typically שנכון בכל משובס but when do we have to resort to that aloche, when it's before Shchite, and before Shchite it's Lechem B'chol Mishaveitz, so Hoche Perushay, Sheinase Lechem B'chol Mishviseichem, V'lechel Banus, V'hod L'poyach Sheinase Lies Matzatzchem, Elo L'gaveya, Kim Doikosa Behedye, Psudi Matzatzchem M'shayach M'fach. So Teisa distinguishes between the Chisson of Matzatzchem, so that cannot be a Chisson L'shmo. If it's not Matzaschem. But in the Nechel B'chol Mishaveis is a Chisson in Lishmo. Why? So the answer is this. The Aloche is that he has to be Mishamer Mechimutz L'shem Matzas Mitzvah. L'shem what kind of a Chetze? Matzas Mitzvah. Matzas Mitzvah of what? So Chalistenu is also a Matzas Mitzvah. It's a Matzas Mitzvah of Zevach. So L'shem Matzas Mitzvah of Pesach. What do we mean L'shem Matzah Mitzvah? We mean L'shem Matzah Mitzvah of Pesach. So it has to be a Heftze. The Heftze, the subject matter, has to be a Matzah Mitzvah. So Mimele, the Chisom of the Nechal B'chol Mishaveis is not a Chisom in the Maisa Mitzvah, in the Kiyum Mitzvah. It's a Chisom in the Heftze of Mitzvah. What is Matzah HaNecheles B'chol Mishaveis? In order that the matzah should be a heftze of matzah's mitzvah, it must be that kind of mitzvah that it can be eaten in every place in the world. But if it is that kind of a heftze that cannot be eaten in every place, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, like we call it, so that it is only in the heftze of mitzvah. So it's not a din the kilma mitzvah, I cannot be mikayim. We see from this statement that in the Nechel B'chol Mishaveis is a chisson in the heftze of mitzvah. By definition, Matzas mitzwe means a matzah that can be eaten in every place. If it is a kind of a matzah that can be eaten only in one place, not in the whole Kadosh Oret, so then it's not, there is a chisson in the heftzah of mitzvah. The heftzah is not a matzah mitzvah. Masheike shalochem, and especially according to Tesis, we discussed it yesterday. I mean, whether the lochem of matzah is like the lochem of eschik, or it's a different lochem. But even if we say it's a different lochem, but especially according to Tesis, that it's the same lochem as eschik. In other words, he has to have title. Private title he has to have. So that's not a chisong in the heft of mitzvah. Why? If somebody doesn't have title to the matzah, he's not the owner. So then it is not a heft of matzah mitzvah. He cannot even kind the mitzvah. But it's not a, if it's not nechum b'chol mishavetz, then it's a chisong in the heftze. It's the heftze is not the matzah mitzvah. Masha'in came, if he doesn't have title to the matzah, so it's a chisong, so it's like lochem in esrik. But it's not a lulev. It's not an esrik. Just because it's not lochem, it's a chisong kima mitzvah. You cannot be mikayim. If you don't have title, it has to be yours. But it's not a chisong in the heftze, in the subject matter of the mitzvah. Masha'inkin in Nechel B'chol Meshoveitz is descriptive of the heftze of matzah mitzvah. Matzah mitzvah of Pesach has to be capable to be eaten in every place. If it's not capable to be eaten in every place, the heftze of matzah mitzvah is lacking. So in Meile, there is a chisong lishmo. Because what does lishmo mean? Lishem matzah mitzvah. But, so if he was, it was lishem a matzah that le'achar shchitas hazevach, le'achar shchitas hazevach. So memele, memele, if le'achar shchitas hazevach, it would not be nechal b'chol mokeiv. So memele, that means that his machshove was not lishem matzah mitzvah, it was lishem something else. So it's a chisong, masheike, matzasrem, that's a chisong, the kiyama mitzvah. But the hefti is a matzas mitzvah. So memele, it couldn't be incorporated into the din of mishmo. One second. Now, so memele, here the pshat is like this. Rashi says here, v'chi opte adayte la'afsu le'biyim v'layla opte. So it's not that there is aloha according to Rav Yosef that it has to be lishem kol shivo. We don't do it. No one does it. And then according to those who are chilik anashim esagro, so there is no such thing. There is no such thing as a matzah mitzvah kol shivo. When you eat on the other days of Pesach a matzah, you're not becoming any mitzvah. But it's a special aloha, it's a special zil sakosu, that if it was mixed or baked lishem that if he mixed it and baked it adaita, that it should not be nechal kol shivo, then it's a koyel matzah mitzvah. Because just as there is a aloche that if it's any nechal it b'chol mishoveis, so then it's a chisong in the heftz of mitzvah, of matzah mitzvah. A matzah mitzvah by definition, matzah mitzvah of Pesach by definition means a matzah that can be eaten al kedim in every place, not a matzah that has to be eaten dafkin Yerushalayim. So there is a halacha in the heftz of mitzvah. So by definition, a matzah mitzvah is a, according to Rav Yosef, when is it a heftz of matzah mitzvah of a matzah shel Pesach? If it's capable of being eaten kol shivas imei Pesach. So true, according to those who are chilik and go, there is no kima mitzvah. But the matzah mitzvah can have a shem matzah mitzvah if it al pedim can be eaten kol shivas imei Pesach. But if the matzah cannot be eaten kol shivas imei Pesach, so then it doesn't have a chali shem matzah mitzvah. So memele, if he had kavone, davke lafsu ebiyem v'layla. That's why Rashi emphasizes. V'yu kiyov de lafsu shimatzo oru yu yitzu ishavim. V'yu kiyov de adayte lafsu. It's not that there is there is a lack of an affirmative lishmo l'shem achilas kol shivo. No, there is no aloche l'shem achilas kol shivo. There is no such thing as matzas mitzvah kol shivo. But in order to have a shem matzas mitzvah, the matzah has to be capable of being eaten kol shivos in Erev Pesach. Whether there is a kiman mitzvah when he eats it kol shivos or not, doesn't matter. That's the gzeras hakosov. If it is incapable of being eaten, kol shivos in Erev Pesach, so then the matzah does not have a chal shem matzas mitzvah. So in Meile, we cannot apply the aloche of prayer. By get, so it's not just. If by get, the aloche had been the just, when you are mechaveh l'shem isha acheres, the get is possible. But there is no halo, there is no requirement that he should be mechaveh l'shem isha. So then we wouldn't say that it's not lishmo. But why do we say it's not lishmo even without exas akosov? Because by get, it's not enough that the get was not written for another woman. As long as the get wasn't written for this specific woman, it's not lishmo. Some melee, but the Sefer had Kavoneh Elei, she takes it Pesach Tfilo. It's either Rochel or Leo, but he doesn't know at that time. He didn't know for whom it was written, for Rochel or for Leo. And then it was determined that Rochel, let's say, walked through the door first. So if we say in Breire, so we do not say it was retroactively determined that the Sefer was Mechavin for Rochel, because at that time it wasn't determined yet. So, and since by get, so it's not only that a get of Rochel that was written Lishim Leo is possible. A get of Rochel that was not written Lishim Leo, but it wasn't written Lishim Rochel either, just without any Kavana, is also possible. So Memeile, since we say in Breve, so we cannot say that the get was written for Rochel. Masha'inkeli, so here too, if the Rochel had been according to Rabbi Yisi, that the matzah has to be mixed, the matzah has to be baked, Lishim Achilas Kol Shivo, So it would be told in the Shaila Yesh Breire or in Breire. But there is no halacha according to Rabbi Yisrael that it has to be mixed, it has to be baked, l'shem achilas kol shivo. But if he be feiresh, was mechaveh, shaloi teochel kol shivo, that it should not be eaten beyond the malayo, so then it is divested of the characteristic of a matzah mitzvah, because matzah mitzvah by definition is a matzah that is capable of being eaten kol shivo, that is mutar b'achilas kol shivo. But if it is a kind of a matzah that is not mutar b'achilas kol shivo sinei achad, then it's not a matzah mitzvah. So maybe if it was mechaveh that it should not be capable of being eaten l'achayim v'laylo, so maybe he was not. So that means that he was not mechaveh l'shem matzah mitzvah. So that's why it isn't good. But in the case of osolim kabishuk, even if we say eibreire, but since there was no kavone b'feiresh that it should not be eaten, so maybe it's all.
Now Chazeres, so there are two meaning that we use in Chazeres, that's letters, and so I mean the Mogavron says that Chazeres is what is called last salat. I mean, so that's letters. So here in America, everybody says Tafkeron letters. I don't know, in Europe, I mean, it was mentioned just letters, but here everybody says Dafke Roman letters. I don't know whether, of course Roman letters is certainly all right, but whether there is a distinction between Roman letters and any other form of letters, Al Kedin, I don't know. But certainly Roman letters is the holiday is good, but in Europe they didn't emphasize Dafke Roman letters, I mean letters. Now Tamche, so the Chavis Yoyo and Chacham Tzvi say that this is what is called Bilas Chreim. Chreim is horse chreish. Now Rashi says Usunziyam. Uchachavine, so we don't know what it is. Uchin. Now Uchin is really, I mean, it's Uchin, a certain kind of endios. But we only use Chazeres and Tamche. I mean, either letters or Roman letters or horse radish. Now we'll be more. Now more and other is machlokes kashem. The chidush of Ritva Psochi, maybe it wasn't written by the people, it was written by somebody else. So he mentions 2 days, the shite of the Ro and the shite of the Ritva, Rabbi Yonti. The shite of Rabbi Yonti. So one pshat is, now more than is a shema kela, because all the 5 minimak of God. So, and here more is also mentioned as a shema prat, as more as a specific species of more, like tamche, like chakamine, ulche. So there are 2 days. One day is, as the ritual, that's the sheet of the ritual. That Eimach Rambe, that Moreir is a Shema Kelel, that includes all the 5 minim. And then Moreir is also a Shema Prat. And the Shema Prat, it denotes a certain bitter herb, what it is. We don't know what it is. I mean, just as we don't know what Chachavino is, so we don't know what Moreir is, what it is. Shema Prat. The Roshi thing is no, that Moreir is only Shema Kelel. So in other words, but whatever is mentioned first has prayer. Mitzvah b'chazeres, yisah b'kulot. Mitzvah b'kulot. Suppose he can get chazeres, but he has an alternative between tamche and chachavine. So then he should get tamche. So whatever is mentioned first has a din b'din. It's more mitzvah. So m'leile, the Mishnah says as follows. Ein li yorok ishanu yisuch ha-vos yipes. The chazeres. Tamche, Chachavine, these are specific bitter herbs. But suppose he cannot get any of these specific bitter herbs, so then he should take anything that is bitter. Any herb that is bitter. So more is also a Shema Prat. אילו ירוקי שאני מייצר עם חברוסי פסח, חזר את גמור, פירי שרוזל, כמו שיקלל, כלי מעלו ומרימים כאן יצים, ואילו שאוי עם האחיל הקצץ, לעקבו כדבור עם המורים לגמרי, ללחוץ על האחיל הרבה של רוח. So more is a shema klal. In other words, if you can't get any of the specific bitter herbs, chazer es tamche harvin erush, so let him take any bitter herb that is all achil ekzaz, not something that is so bitter that you can't even eat it. I mean, you have to be a hero in order to eat it. So then you're not becoming mitzvah of more if it's not ruyo lachil or klal. So that's the sheet of the law. And then the orim rabbiyon tevzal kosa more mashma the more shim potem. So it's a certain specific bitter. All right, so there are 2 days. As a matter of fact, the Rambo mentions the name of the Ovo, which seems to be in line with the Sheet of the Ovo. Simen Tov Ayin Gimel Sifei. Eilu Yeroki Sheyitzim Nechevose. Chazer Esut Shin Tamche Chavine More V'yitzim Ba'olim Shalem V'kauchon. Aber Loi B'Shem. In other words, he can use even the leaves or the stalk, but not the roots that are at the very bottom. Elo Sheba'olim Yeitzim Kimachim Nibu. No, that's something else. Then he says, the Ramo says, V'im Eilu Echod Meilu Ha'Yerokis Yikach Lano Oisho Yerek Ma'ah. Oh, if you can't find any of these, so then you should take mano, any bitter herb. So that's in line with the shite of the hope. Alright. Now, yeitzim bohem, beilachim beyevesh, whether it's moist, fresh, or dry, so you can eat avloik mushi. But if the mogel is soaked, you cannot eat.
Below Shlukim below Mishal. Now Shlukim and Mishal both mean cooked, but Shlukim means cooked and stewed. I mean very much excessively cooked. That's Shlukim. Mishal means cooked, but not so much cooked. Umistofen kazayis. In other words, suppose he has heavy kazayis of chazeres, heavy kazayis of tamche, so he can be kind of mitzvah. V'yeitzim b'kelach shohem. He can be kind of mitzvah of noel with the stone. מסתובב לגזייס, אם היו להם יחד מהם גזייס, אבל יש להם זה חוצי זייס, זה חוצי זייס, מצטרף עם זה, עם זה כבר צריך לבוס. ובדמי הוא מייסר אישי, אבל הוא תבר להם, ואבו גם הוא מייסר ירק דלבון, אבל הוא מיצה בו בעבירה, דומיה, דעות של נוקו דמון, לפי הכנסות לסיים שיטה, לסכה שמנשי, לגבי מאז. חזרס, אמא, חזרס, חזר. Litugin, so it's similar to the word lattice.
Now, Uchin Hindiv. That's Endai, it's the same word, Hindiv. And Tamche, Omar Rabbe Barachone, Tamchateshu. Tamchateshu. I mean, Rashi says, Merubia. Merubia, that's the old French, Merubia. Now, in English, there is also a word. It's a certain bitter herb. Merubia, Merubia. But according to the dictionary, but the dictionary and the encyclopedia, so Merubium in English is not horse radish, but horse hound. There's a difference between horse radish and horse hound. Now I looked up the encyclopedia. The horse hound is a member of the mind family and the mint family, and the horse radish is a member of the mustard family. So I know, but the Mokavrom says, it's universal practice, to use horseradish. So, and it's based upon the old French that Rashi mentions. So it could be, that even though it's the same word, but it does not have the same meaning in old French as in modern English. Because there is a similarity, both are very bitter. One is called horse hound and one is called horseradish. So Merubium in English is horse hound. But this, according to the Achemim, is horse radish. Alright. Now, Chavine, Omar Ishwokish, Omar Akshim Ishwokish, Atzaf se didiko. Si bagode benikha achshon et mutekeo, shekir in Bidli. Something that is planted near the palm tree. Near the palm. Now we don't know what it is. Ubi Moreya, Mahir. Oh, so from Rashi it's much more like the Ritva, not like the Rov. You see, because according to the Rov, the Pshat Ubi Moreya, Mahir means in Aramaic bitter. Anything that is bitter. But according to the what Rashi says, Mahir Te Amirpo, Vi Pupre. It's a certain, is Rashi knew what it is. We don't know what it is. So in other words, from Rashi it appears like the sheet of the Ritva, not like the sheet of the Rov. Talk about a book. Eru yiroke yishodom yitzibel yichivosi v'pesach. V'yutshi v'tamche v'chachali v'chavirin v'chazer. Chazer. Chazer. V'byude ime rafun shisod v'yutshi gino. V'chazer. V'yutshi gino v'chazer es otono l'reshe. So it's mentioned. Doesn't make any difference whether it's garden and dives or wild elk and dives. It's both are the mean of mud of uchi. Bechazas uchi gino bechazas. Rab Meir Meir af asus viture umar yehua. Omer Rabbeisi, Asus Miture Echot. Now we don't know what it is, what that means. Anyway, you don't pass like a male. But we don't know what it means, what kind of meaning it is. So Omer Rabbeisi, Asus Miture Echot, they're the same thing. Umar Zeu Yehua. Then there is another girl, Mashal mentions. Asus Miture Echadu. Umar, that's bitter. Vizeu Umar Yehua. In other words, according to our girl, say, so it means asus v'ture echad. Asus v'ture is the same meaning. And ma'ar and yuhuah is the same meaning. But then according to the Mashalski, you say, so it's asus v'ture chadu umaru, that's bitter. V'zeu ma'ar. So in other words, so according to Mashal, he mentions it's only one thing. It's all one thing. One thing. Tolle de Menschen, te wei Rav Shmuel. Eim li roki ish adam yitzir kevos yit pesach. Bichazeres, bihutshi, bitamche, bchalvini, bchalkini, uba bichuni. Rav Yudei imei, af chazeres yuli, bchazeres gal yitayit. Rav Loye imei, bishavad leze, af akal vel. Af akal vel. Bichozarti al kol talmidov, ובקשתו לחובר ולמוצס, Moshe Boshe with me, Rabbeza by Yaakov, Heidon Dvar, Reb Yude Imer, Kol Sheyesh Yisrael. In other words, everything that has a set, a strong, a pungent set, so is more. Reb Yechem and Buke Imer, Kol Shepono Machsifi. If it has a pale appearance, Achim Mendi, Kol Yerek Mar Yesh Yisrael, Upon of Machsifi. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, we did recall a new man, Yerek Mar Yesh Yisrael, Upon of Machsifi. Omer Rabbune Aloche Kerachet, Rabbine Ashkechel Rabachet Lidro, the Abu Nahader Amirirte, so from this Gemara it's mashma like the Ritva, not like the Rov. Because he says, Rabachet Lidro, the Abu Nahader Amirirte, Omer Leini, my Daito, the Merir in Tvei, Vo Chazer Esna. So according to the Ritva, you understand the Gemara. Because that Merir, the Gemara said that Mora is Merir. Now, according to the Ritva, so it's a Shema Prat, so it's a certain type, a specific Pitavar. So Rabachet Lidro was looking dafke for this Pitavar. Why? Because this specific bitter, whatever it is, was more bitter than the others. He held that whatever is more bitter is more mitzvah, is a mitzvah namukha. Because after all, it is more zeshel eichon al shemor, ashem shemor chaya mitzvah, ashemor mitzvah chaya the same. So mainly the more bitter it is, the more mitzvah it is. That's why he was mehaber after this specific bitter. Only my diet for you, hey, for Hazeres now. We told him, Shmuel Hazeres, we are a rich and meat of Hazeres. We are a Rabbi, my Hazeres, Hasid, my Hasid, because Rahman alone. We are a Shmuel Achmeni, we are a Gavison, we are a Nimshu Mitzrayim Kimore, we are a Mamore Ze, Shetrilos Irach, we say Koshe, Ach Mitzrim, Trilos on Rako, we say Koshe. Only Hadro. So at first he held that whatever is more bitter is more meat. So he was told, no, that mitzvah chazeres, it's not a question what is more bitter. Chazeres is not so bitter, but it's more mitzvah than all the other specific types of bitter. Alright, so that's according to the Ritva. Now, according to the Rov, that more is a shimaklau, and he explains it. He doesn't have any of the previous meaning, so then he should take any bitter herb. So how do we explain it more? We say, Ashkham Rabachet Ridrobetam Hatter Amiriyote. In other words, he opened the door of Chazeres. In other words, Chazeres was available to him. But he thought that Miriyote, which is more mitzvah. But if it's not a Shema Prat, as the Ritva says, not it's a Shema Klal, so how could he say that this is even more mitzvah? So we have to say that according to the Rov, we'll explain it more as follows. In other words, so Rabachet Rov didn't explain the Mishneh that whatever is mentioned first is more mitzvah, and that Chazeres is mitzvah is a good. So Rabachet Rov. So explain the Mishneh as follows. Eiwi Roki Shari Yitzvich was in Pesach. B'chazeres, b'tamche, b'chavine, b'ulch. So that was this meaning. So even if he is not stricken by the bitterness, he still becomes a mitzvah. No, many complain. Many Jews complain. How can we say that motor letters is all right? They don't feel any bitterness. All right, they tie it. They don't feel any bitterness. So it's possible that you should eat chazeres and not feel the bitterness. As a matter of fact, the Mesiris, he's a yochid that she told Achim Machil Kani. But he says that one cannot be mikayim mitzvah moreya if you wine the moreya. But you have to eat the whole thing, not to grind it. Because if you grind it, if it's mifugah and meruseh, so then it's not bitter. Bitter. It's plenty bitter, but it's not so bitter. It's not so bitter. So the receivers, with according to the receivers, you can't eat it before the Mosek. But I mean, on Achel Machel, Kamim Mishnah says that we don't have to be chesish for the sheet of the receivers. It's a yochid. It's a sheet of yochid. Because, of course, Chazeres Mitzvah is a Mikulom, but in many places Chazeres Letters was not Motzu, and then so many Achim mentioned that in Chazeres Letters there were many worms, so maybe we shouldn't use it. So the only available Moreir was Tamche, that's Chay, that's Hosreish. Ruch Chay. V'yesh Lizoya. Shalulech Leisik Yishuushon. In other words, he exhorts everybody, the Mishnah Berurah, not to do as the Mesivis. Shekimatu sakone, ve'im be'mitzvah, shemachmas chrifusei umazikone. When he says sakone, it doesn't mean that you can die. I mean, the term sakone is used when it's detrimental to health, even when it's not mamish sakone is the precious. So he says on the contrary, that we shouldn't eat a chop, because it's detrimental. ואם במצווה שמחמס חיפושי יומאסי בודד ולוחים צורך לפער because of health reasons so we have to grind it על ריבייז ולעמיד אי כך ניקולה ויוזמי חיפושי in other words, so we should put a sense that you should grind it and you should grind it very well very minutely and then you should leave it exposed in order to weaken its pungency its bitterness it's extreme bitterness so he says v'agroini sh'loi l'fadar esekir v'yosin v'isaknesis ki v'ishin yofi katam v'yosin yetzivei on l'fadar esekir acha v'yosin v'chasenu atasho es ha-seyna then he says in Shah Ratzio he says v'chein chalodo that it should be mifura v'chein kosa v'chasam siva shimra v'iso v'chein kosa v'siva tshuva ma'avo v'shimra v'ibarmi v'yehude v'deloi ka'aboi v'yisev ez v'nisives שרי צורים הרבה יצים בפורה וכן הוא גם כדעס אגרו שאיך לנסים בפורה וכמשים בו בפנים so the Nisiva Shita is this is Shita Shot we don't pass it but the Shita of the Nisiva says that you can only be Yitzi Shot before you cannot be Yitzi why? Because you have to feel it Amor and the Nisiva held that if it's Mifura it's not feel it Amor Amor means very very bitter very pungent so Mele Rabache, bring the Robbe here, according to the law. So Rabache bring the Robbe home. That when the Mishnah says, bring me the Rokish and the Mitzvah of Bosley Pesach, the Chazeres Tamche Chavim and Yuichi. So Chazeres Tamche Chavim and Yuichi are specific bitter herbs. So you can kind of mitzvah with them. Whether you feel the bitterness or you don't feel the bitterness, of course, if it is one of the meaning, so there is always a slight bitterness. But very slight. So it doesn't matter. So I mean, because if you didn't feel the bitterness altogether, it wouldn't be the kind of mitzvah. So the Mishnah would say that it's the kind of mitzvah. Then, Bola Mora Loyotso, why? Because he doesn't feel the bitterness. So here, Chazeres, there is bitterness, in spite of the fact that so many complain they don't feel the bitterness. They don't feel the bitterness because they are so accustomed every day to eat bitter things and spices. So mainly, they don't feel this bitterness. Well, there is bitterness. But even if you don't feel it in a very substantial way, you still feel it in a slight way. So maybe I'm kind of mitzvah more. That is, if you use one of the four
specific meaning. Hazer Stancher Vinochi. Then the Mishnah says, Ubimore, then you can be Mikael with any kind of a bitter herb that has a very pungent and strong bitter taste. So I might, so if it is one of the four, this is how Rav Acha ben Dovah explains it. If it is one of the four meanings mentioned first, so then whether you feel it in a strong way or not, even if it seems to you that you don't feel it, you also feel it. The way we don't feel hazeres, because we are accustomed to bitter things, to spices, so we don't feel it. So we don't feel it. So, and now, if you ever, if any one of you ever tried, you know, to eat the succulent tablets, you know, many people put it in tea, but no one eats it like this. Suppose you try to chew the succulent tablets. So you see, so there is such a concentration of sweetness in it that the moment you swallow it, so your mouth will feel very bitter. You'll feel very bitter. Why? Because there is such a concentration. There is such a concentration of sweetness in the succulent tablets, and suddenly you become, for a moment, so your palate is becomes adapted, you know, to this sweetness. That once it is over and you swallow it, so everything else looks bitter. You see, it's a question. This is a law of adaptation. I mean, so that's the reason as to why we don't feel any bitterness when we eat Roman lettuce. Because we are accustomed, we are adapted, you know, to bitter things. So maybe anything that is slightly bitter doesn't feel bitter. But if we had been accustomed to bitter things, then we would feel bitterness whenever we swallow the chazeres. So this is what the Mishnah says. So whether you feel it or you don't feel it, you feel it out of me. If you don't feel it, it's because we are accustomed to bitter things. Masha'inke, if he doesn't have any of these four things, so then he has to take anything that is bitter, but then he has to feel it. Then he has to feel it. So the Meir Rav Acha ben Dovah said, since more is a shemakel, and it means any bitter, but he can only be mikayim in the mitzvah any one other than the four mentioned before more. If he really feels the bitterness in a real way, so that's more mitzvah. That's more mitzvah. That's why he was mahadar amilmit, something very bitter, extremely bitter. Even though the chazeres was available to him. But he was looking for something very bitter, painfully bitter. So then, on the way, my night of the chazeres now. So Mele, on the contrary, if you don't have any of the four, so then you have to get something that is extremely bitter. But if you have the chazeres available, that's the biggest need. Alright. How do you know that Mora is a Midyarek? So the Torah has reference to a Midyarek. Even Meriot and Kufye is a certain bitter piece of a fish. Mora shall talk, Shmoike. Now, so the more answers, Abai say, do you debat? Ma matzi do the cow, kayaf boy in the cow. So it couldn't be the bitterness of a fish. Vein me yodu, yodu, eichi hintik bo noishes me mo, ve amin o nech visich leitz, she hu o yoma, vi hu yodu, vi hu yodu. So, do you the math? Ma matzo min zoi, af mo reo min zoi. Not min yod, not an eitz. Vein me yozufe, yozufe is Israel. It is Israel, but it's poison. Visama mo vesk veino, I mean, not for men, it would be poison.
But for the Eimer, it's Tam HaMovitz.
Do me the match. Ma macho she nikachas b'kesef maiseir af moveir af moveir she nikach b'kesef maiseir she nikach b'kesef maiseir. So he was super in nikach b'kesef maiseir then he primachas v'ana toicho dino v'u yidayin sheikho v'oko v'tzein k'dersi v'sara kesef v'ashtam nashach. Now this is the kashe This is the kasha according to Rashi's pshat that it's some amovus of him or so Joseph is more in suki. That's the kasha. How do we know that the kabihodes veimiyudu anachitzovis? How do we know that anachitzovis is hodes say a mortal language? Maybe it's yehudu. Omar Abaye drocheo dal kenir pirush akum zel havenir. Given to have a son of Moses and Bain, or an army having what's in the New York, Elo, Elo, Mushama Shabbat, but as a matter of fact, I mean, even if it is son of Moses and Bain, so over there it's bricky, so when you take it, so it injures your hands. So maybe we can say to hell back in the Kabbalah Torah could not, the Torah could not have reference to that. But here it has to be used for Achille by men. So the fact that it's Saramovis Lebeimor does not mean that it's inconsistent with Darkeneyam for men. Because a man can take in certain things that are poisonous for Behemoth, but for men they are poisonous. You see that Rashi says Saramovis Lebeimor. So that means that for men it's not Saramovis. Alright. Yimor has the kashe. Omer Rabbe Bachon Labaye. Even more hot. Maybe there is just one meaning of bitter herbs. Not so many meanings. Five different meanings of bitter herbs. So Yimor says, Mereirimsi. Ve'imem Mereirimtri. Ve'imem Mereirimtri. So just two. But we have five. Don't get the mat. Ma mat in Mahalvei af moram lima. So according to the Ritva's pshat, so there is no difficulty at all, because then it corresponds in the same number of meaning as mat, because mat it can fulfill with five different meanings. Chito, kusnim, seiro, shivirishu, or shiva, altogether five. And here we also have five. Chazer es tamche chavine un shimore. And more, as according to the Ritva, more is also a different type. But according to the law, so we only have four. We only have four, not five, so it's not exactly, it doesn't correspond with the same number of meaning with which it can be the kind of Ritva. Right. Omer Rabbe Abuna Mara, Yerokei Shomur Chachomim Shomim Yitzvuchem Vosim Pesach, Kulon Yisroim Baruga Achaz. In one garden bed, you can plant all the Yerokis together. Chazeres and Tamcher, Chavine, Ruch, Shilomo, all of them together. The Meimre, the Lesbum Shinkwai, there is a Nisa that you cannot plant two Zoyim together, two different minimum Zoyim together, let's say Chitel Seo, together. You cannot plant. So the Meimre, the Lesbum Shinkwai, Mosif Rov, Chazeres, Chazeres Gali, Uchi, Uchi Sode, Krishi, Krishi Sode, Kusber, because the Sode, Chal, Chal, Mitzri, Vlasa Mitzri, So Chazeres, so it spells out Chazeres and Chazeres Gal, so it's the same meaning. Hey, but Chazeres Lushiloi, because he says Chazeres and Chazeres Gal is not playing. Luchi Luchi Sode, the implication being Chazeres Luchi, or Chazeres Luchi Sode, is quite. Now Chazeres and Luchi are both among the five meanings that can be used for more, and still there is a misapply. Now, in words, that only Chazeres and Chazeres Galim is not required. Not Chazeres and Chazeres Galim, Ushim, Uchi, Sode, everything. So that means Chazeres and Ushim is required. My Mizroi, Romarab, Mizroi, Kilchos.
That words, Rav doesn't mean. The Rav doesn't mean Nisroim Baruch Achas. That in other words, without any order, but with a certain order. Because different meaning can also be planted in the same garden bed, in the same Ahuga, in a certain order. Tiyot, ki Nisroim Kilchosom. Kilchosom Tiyot, Ahuga Shin Shisho. So that's in Mishnah Klai, that because the Yisar of Klai, depends upon two things, upon the Nike and Yavuvi. So Mele, even if there is in Nike, but if with the Marasai, they look separate, they are planted in a certain order, different roles, different shuras, one shura one mean and one shura another mean. So in a certain order, so then there is no Yavuvi. So Mele, so what is considered to have a Yehubi, what not? So the Mishnah mentions, Ahugo Shishol Shishol Fachim. So Zeri, so it's the form of a square. So Zeri Bizeiro, Bizeiro Hamisha Zerim. Arba Arba Ruches Ahugo, Viachas Benzi. So on the four sides, four different meaning on the four sides. And one, you can plant in the middle, even though there will be an intermingling of Yenike. But since they are planted in that order, I mean just in different shures, in different sides, and one b'emtzah, so there is no, the element of your movie is lacking. And so even though there is yenike, so there is no yisar of klayim. Only when you have both, you have yenike, and intermingling of yenike, and also your movie. So that we learn the Mishnah. That Ahuga Shishal Shishot Mochim Zerim 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 Zerim. So why would they have to tell us that Malu Tein Nahan Mila Bizroi? That's all in seeds. Ahu Birokei Sloi. Birokei, so even in the form of a garden bed of Shishal Shishot Mochim, you're not allowed to plant all of them in that order. That's more humble. Komashu. Remember, the rockies, vegetables, salumin is roim, vatnan, komin is roim, zirim baruga achas, komin the rockies, zirim baruga achas. So we see that it's not homo, mao vitein mehanim oreir, means roim. Is roim, so we made it to be osea, to be zirim baruga achas, komash. Zroim, komashron, that it is rockies. So the more as the kashe, Zroim, Salvelaitor, Vatnan, rockies. We talk about the boy, Yerokes. So it's mentioned in the Mishnah and the Braise that the mitzvah of Mora Yom Kayin with Yerokes, not with seeds, but with vegetables. So how could there be such a Salvelaitor that the Mora, the meaning of Mora, are not vegetables? And Mela, they are considered like Zroim, not like vegetables. So Mela, you have no heter to be Zereya, Barugachas. Barugachas. So, but now you walk it on the way, you walk it on the way, you walk it. So the Morah says, Chazer assistant. Sal gedai techamini. Enoch an ame. Enoch an ame. That, of course we know that the meaning, the different types of the Morah, so that's your rocket, that's vegetables. Mimele, it's muter, so the aloha that applies to vegetables. That you can be zrei a different meaning of vegetables. In one garden, shishol, shishol trochim, so it applies to it. But I could have said Gedaitor that Chazeres lettuce is different. Why? Because Salt by the Hamine, Hoyu would be safe for actions, Nesa for Afretvei, because at the end, after it has been in the ground for some time, the lettuce, so then it becomes very thick and it occupies a lot of space. So Mele, when you plant the lettuce together with the other vegetables, in one ahugo. So Mele Mifimarasai, it looks like a vuvie, because a vuvie is the essential characteristic of the Yisakwai. If what it means a vuvie? A vuvie Mifimarasai. So in other words, I could say other vegetables that are not so thick. So even if there is
relatively less space between this vegetable and the other vegetable. Let's say, tamche doesn't occupy so much space. It's not so thick. The stalk of the tamche is not as thick as the stalk of the hazeres. Some melee can be planted together with other vegetables in an arugo of shishal shishal. And it doesn't look like a boogie. Mashein came with chazeres is planted together with other things. In view of the fact that the chazeres is relatively thick at the end, after it's stayed in the ground for some time, it's very thick. So maybe it requires more space. It has to be spaced away from the other meaning. Otherwise it looks like in a boogie. So Tomash Monok, Sam Pedanto, Amin Hoyu Bisego Hakris Rafet, Hey, Lavo Marahisi, Rav Chanina, klach shel kru, that's also a vegetable, cabbage. Shehuksho, machrivu lo b'sreima. Why? Because since it's very bulky, so the mele, it looks the obuvie. So we have to give it more space. So we could say that chazeres also requires more spacing. And the rubo of shishol, shishol tlochi, so it should not be all right. So come ask me. I'll make it. Can you say the hakshi is yavirulay after today? Or can I miss it after today? Come ask me. Alright. It's in when we lach in the invasion. Omer af chizde loy shonu elo bekerach. The stalk. So you can eat it, be lachin, whether it's fresh or black, out of the only in the leaves, lachin ain yveshelo. When we told the seife, be kalach shalei. Michlau, reishe oli, so it's mashma that's reference to oli, not to the kalach, pirushi come for us. Kiko tonne be lachin, be yveshina kalach. Means, so in other words, Rav Chisda says that only so lachin ein yivei shimoi means yitzim v'en uvi kelach shalei be lachin ein yivei shim divachat meyer v'chachomim imrim lachin yitzim v'en yivei shimei yitzim en be vishovim she yitzim v'en kemushim av kemushim av loik not what if it wither av loik kemushim v'loi shalukim ולא ימושל, כל שבות עבור, כל שני בתעמור, אני הייתי בי, כל שני בתעמור, אני הייתי בי, תרגמו הקרח. So when it says, from the, so when it says, that is Yeitzi, so it has reference to Kerach. When Rav Meir says, Yeveshi, so it's a Kerach. When Chamiya says, Yitzim and Kelach Shalom, Bilachim and Yivayshim, it is reference to Kelach. Kelach Hon, Tor Rabba, a Yitzim and Kimushi, if it withered, so then it can be Yitzim. Shem Lezim, Rav Tzolik, Om, Bu Yitzim and Kimushi. Boi Yerom Eba Chon, Mami Shi Yitzi Oda Midrich Yivosei, Bimoya Shom Maisa Shedi Birushalayim. Ali the Rav Akiva, now we learn that there is a machlike between Rav Akiva and Rav Yisabul, whether you can be Yitzeh, Matzeh, Shomayis Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yisabul, you cannot be kind of Mitzvah of Matzeh with Matzeh of Mayis Hashem. Why? Because, Lechemeini, Mishenecho Baninus, Yotzozeh, Sheinecho Baninus, Lechal Tibayin Nemen. And Rabbi Akiva says, Matzeh, Matzeh, Sribo. So in other words, you can be Yitzeh. You can be Yitzeh. So the Gemara says, Ali the Rabbi Akiva who says that you can be kind of mitzvah of matzah with matzah of maizah sheni because matzah is ribo and there is no halacha of lechemeni nishenechal banius so loitim baruch so it pshites that you can be kind of mitzvah of more with more of maizah sheni hash to be matzah the raisa nofe bimoro the rabbonon miboy kiti boero chalib the Rabbi Yisagul says that the matzah of Maizah Sheni, can I be kind of mitzvah? My, the matzah, the rai, so who do we know? Avonor, the rabono, no fake. Oy, dilmo, kol, kin rabono, kin rai, so fake. O, ma, rofe, mistabu, the matzah, no. So that means, a contra, this ability, can I be kind of mitzvah of matzah, with matzah, Maizah Sheni, so you cannot be kind of mitzvah, of more, or with more, Maizah Sheni. Now, Rashi has to show. Rashi is very strange. Hast du Matze? Die Matze, die Meister, die Tote reißen. Wie ich kann im Riff sein, wenn ich im Leben hätte, wenn ich schon weiß. קום הרבקי בדינופק, הוא ומתם יהיה פורק ויסלט. So, so more, alright, but, כי בואי לא חליק רבי יצחק לו, מה עם מעצה דראי שבו נופק, אבל מורה דרבונו נופק. So the first question in Rashi is, why is more דרבונו? The מייסגרת מרבונו. I mean, Tumis and Maestres of Hirokes, according to all Rishenim, is Midrabon. Most Rishenim hold that even Peres and Yiron is only Midrabon and Tumis and Maestres. But the Shidus HaRambam means that all Peres and Yiron is Midraise, but Hirokes, the Rambam is made it, that Maestres Yarek is Midrabon. Now, so that's regarding Tumis and Maestres generally. Regarding Maestres Sheni here, we are dealing with Maestres Sheni, so there is a Shita of the Smak. There is a Shita of the Smak, because of a special drosh in the Sefri, that Maisa Sheini, there is a special, a unique aloch in Maisa Sheini, that even Maisa Sheini of Hirokes is Miraisa. Only Maisa Sheini, not Tumis Maisa's general, but only Maisa Sheini, a special drosh in the Sefri, the smagging of one, wait a minute. So there's the smag sheet. But all the other Sheini, Achelix, of course, Rashi is also Achelix on the smag. Here we are dealing with Maisa Sheini. So Rashi says, more the Maisa Yarek Rabon. So we could say, I'll leave the Rabisak Mili, Matz is right through enough, Abu Mora de Rabonon. So why is Mora de Rabonon? Why is Mora de Rabonon? Because Maisa Yashemi, Mora is Yerokes. That's Rabon. Now, but this Rash, all right. So this Rash is all right, the first set. The Maisa Yarek Rabon. So, Umi de Raisi is Lehetab Mishori Siboy. So, or we say, or do we call the Rabbonic in the Reis? They will have to be Mishavis. So maybe cannot be Yitze, even though it's the Rabbon. Even though Maisa Sheini of the Rokis in the Rabbon can still not be the kind of Mitzvah of Moira, with more Maisa Sheini. And more of Yitzke's Lomatz, Ma Matzo Bino Nechelet Bechol Mishavis, Av more Name Bino Nishoeta. Now this is very strange, this Rashi. The Masho points out. I mean, because the Gemara says, Alim the Rabbah Kiva Loiti Boro. Because Rabbi Akiva says that you can be kind of mitzvah of matzah with matzah of Maisa Sheni. So certainly you have more of Maisa Sheni. So Kiti Boyeloch, I'll leave Rabbi Yisak Lili. Rabbi Yisak Lili says that matzah you cannot be mikai. Matzah Maisa Sheni can be kind of mitzvah. Why does Rabbi Yisak Lili say you cannot be kind of mitzvah of matzah with matzah of Maisa Sheni? Because Lechemeini, Misha Lechobaninus, Yotzeh Zeh Lechobaninus. So it's not because of Mishavetz. As far as Mishotis is concerned, so we say that Rashi himself mentioned that Rosh, that we learned the Gemara. Hash the Matzah, the Masa, the day the Raisa, the Kilim Yufstel, Mishin Deilu Heter, Mishotis, Komar Arakim, and Nofak, Hoyu Bimitam, Yipor, 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 So as far, the Aluche of Heter, Bechol Nechol, Bechol Mishotis, that's a limited Kulal. Chavakive, Vyeisi, Abili, everybody agrees with this thing of Nechol, Bechol Mishotis. And because of that, so we could, we cannot be mikai the mitzvah. But my sashen is, so Rabbi Akiva is also made that you cannot be mikai the mitzvah of matzah with matzah of bikurim, because it's not Nechel B'chol Mishavis, it's only Nechel Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Akiva says, my sashen is, why don't we say it's in Nechel B'chol Mishavis? Because it has the emanate of Pidyan. And even if it entered Yerushalayim, so the Mechitzes work in it, but in case it became more, it can be nipped even Yerushalayim. So the aluche of the nechel b'chol mishavis doesn't apply to Maisa Sheni. So according to this, really, you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah and Maisa Sheni for a different reason, not because of the nechel b'chol mishavis, but because it's in the nechel b'aninus. So Rashi should say, Rashi tzichin the Maisa tikun ve'in the nechel b'aninus umo veris kas le matzah ma matzah bino. She nechal baninus, af more name binon, she nechal baninus. Why does he mean she nechal chol mishavis? So the mashor. Alright. Now let's read the formula. Then what's the second washing? So the first washing in Rashi is that more drabonon because by seyari drabonon. By seyari drabonon. Then the second washing is nachin, matzah is marazeh, the rice. So the more it doesn't, according to the second portion of Rashi, the more Sabai does not have reference to Zmanabais. Because Zmanabais, even though Maisa Sheni is the Rabbanon, but the Chiyuv of Morab is Zmanabais, so much so very little is the rice.
some in Meile. So we certainly say, Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ken Deraisa. Inasmuch as the Rabbon is in regard to the Shem Meisel, that's the Rabbon. So in Meile, we certainly apply the concept of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ken Deraisa Tikkun. So whatever is true of Meisel Sheti Deraisa is true of that which has a Shem Meisel Sheti in the Rabbon. Bisman Abayis. But the Abayim is only Bisman Azeh, where the Etzem Mitzvah is the Rabbon of Mori, whereas Matzeh is the Reis. So, which the Achine Matzeh is Matzeh the Reis, and more the Rabbon, Shem Bas. Bisei Shomai, Vikashi, Bisman Azeh, Bimaski, Maiz Hashem, Lo Shomai. Vi, Leman Doma, Kedusha Mishem, Lo Kitsho Shai, Lo Kitsho Zubobe, Behet Nipo, Lo Kitsho Shem Azeh. So Matzeh Mori, Lo Kshiyach, Lo Kitsho Shem, Maiz Hashem, Nofi Beyach, Bo Anam, Sheish Lo Shem, Maiz Hashem, Lo Yom. But the Priya against Rashi is, I mean, the Mashos Kashi, that Rashi should say, see, the Gemara says, I'll leave the Rabbi Kilo Oiti Boy. Rashi Matz the Rai Sinof, the Gemara Rabbi Kilo Boy. Kiti Boy, the Chalim Rabbi Zagri. And the Gon Rabbi Zagri, we Matz it Rabbi Yitze, because of the Chameini. So we should, not because of the Nechal Chom Mishomis. In so far as Nechal Chom Mishomis is concerned. So that doesn't apply to Maizah Sheini, because who will be it more? So it's Nibda. So it's Nechal Chom Mishomis.
The Rashba says, too, that it's not necessary that the Maisa Lishe should be Lishmo. Only Shimur of Chimutz Lishmo, but if he goes, does the mixing and the mimicry. So, who has the control over this? Who is the ultimate arbiter as to whether the Esau will become Chometz or not? Now, as long as he activates the Esau, as he keeps on kneeling it, and he doesn't move away his hands from the Esau, then it cannot become Chometz. I feel quite angry. When can it become Chometz? The moment he lets off his hands, and then he lets it stay idle, so then he becomes Chometz. So who has the control over that? Whether the Esau that is being mixed, that is being kneaded. So whether it will be Chometz or not, who is the final arbiter? The mixer, not the person who is in the gabo. Because suppose, that's the reason why the Rashba says that it cannot, it's not Lishmo. Not because the Maise Lishe has to be Lishmo, and the Goy is Maise, Lishmo is no Lishmo. No, it doesn't mean that the Maise Lishe, the Yodayim, has to be Lishmo. The Aloch is, he has to be Mishama Mechimut Lashimatzis Mitzvah. But, so because of that, Rabbi Goyen says, if the Goy does the Maise Lishe, and the Jew is Mishama, so maybe it's good. So the Rashba says, no, it's not good. Because too the Jew is Mishameir. But is the Jew the final arbiter in determining whether the Esau will become Chometz or not? Suppose the Goy, who does the Maaser Lishe, he lets off his hand. He decides to make a telephone call. So what? There is a Mashgiach standing there. So what? It will become Chometz anyway. The Mashgiach can scream 1,000 times, the Shematzes Mitzvah. It will become Chometz anyway if the mix of the Goy lets off his hand. So Mele, the Shimur Mechimutz is done by whom? Is done by a person who has no control over the Esau. So Mele, it's not Lishmo. So then you ask, so why would Rabbi Goyen say that it is Lishmo? The answer is, in Chaname, if the one who is Mishameir has no control over the mixer, in other words, he can tell the mixer, now don't let your hands off, and the mixer wouldn't pay any attention, so then Rabbi Goyen will also be made that it is, that it's not Lishmo. It has to be, the Shimur of Chimutz has to be realized by someone who is in a position to determine whether it will become Chometz or it will not become Chometz. That's what Shimur means. What do you mean Shimur? You just keep, you stand and you keep your eyes open. So that's not Shimur. Shimur means that you stand and you keep your eyes open and you make sure that it won't become Chometz. But if you are in no position to control the Esau, whether it will become Chometz or not, and if the Goy who mixes, who needs, he doesn't pay any attention to you, to the Jew who watches, so then even Rabbi Goyen will agree that it's no Shimur. Shimur means Shimur by someone who has the control of the Esau. But Rabbi Goyen says, indirectly, the Jew who is Mishameh, who is a Mashgiach, So he has the control indirectly, not direct control. Who has direct control over the Esau? The mixer. But the Jew, the Mashgiach, he has an indirect control over the Esau through the Goy. Because, in other words, he watches the Goy, that the Goy shouldn't let off his hands. So indirectly, he has the control of the Esau. Because suppose the Goy will for 1 second let off his hand, so the Jew, the Mashgiach, if he's a good watcher, so he'll